Welcome to the John, Paul, and Mike Show. I'm your co-host, Paul Holmes.
My name is John Jurisic.
Johnny J, what's up?
What's up is we've got our partner Mike here. I was telling somebody about our show today, an avid podcast listener, and they liked the name. They thought Mike was a person. Are we going to let our audience of 11 people know?
You know, we actually had far more than 11 last week.
Tell me how many did we have?
It's like 700 people listened to
our podcast. Get out of here.
I know.
And did we have any complaints?
We had one item of feedback, and it was positive.
Really?
Therefore, our feedback ratio is 100% positive.
Okay, well, let's just keep it at that.
So if you like the show, make sure you send us a tweet. If you don't like the show, just don't tell us. You can tell us. But tell us privately so we don't have to aggregate that in our
Exactly. Must be the content. Must be because we're talking about positive things. Today's show, we're going to be talking about the enormous business activity going out in the West Shore.
Yeah, and I understand later on you'll be having an interview with the new incoming
chair, executive director of the West Shore Chamber of Commerce, Lindsay Wilson.
Oh, fantastic.
Young woman, intelligent, full of energy and new initiatives, a tremendous representation of what I think our new business leaders in our community should be. I'm excited to interview her.
I've had the opportunity to meet her. She strikes me as a very dynamic leader. And, you know, the funny thing is, she's one of these people who I met first on Twitter.
Oh.
Only to meet in real life later on.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot these days.
Well, so. You're the founder of Social Media Camp, only the most successful social media conference in North America.
Well, I wouldn't
go that suspect
far.
Your odds of meeting people via Twitter a little bit higher. Needless to say, we're going to chat about West Shore Chamber.
Yeah.
We're going to chat about chambers in general. Why should people join them? What benefit do they get? A little bit about economic development and some of the new initiatives coming out of the West Shore Chamber. I'm really looking forward to it.
So John, you've been involved with the chamber for a long time. Why should a business owner join the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I'm going to reveal likely some secrets that maybe we'll talk about in the next session.
All right.
But it's down to that old adage, you get what you put into it. And if you work this set of network and you take advantage of the benefits and you properly demonstrate your value proposition to that group of people, you're going to get business. Oh, it's not good enough to just buy a membership anywhere and sit and wait. Not these days.
Especially Costco.
Too much competition, too many organizations vying for your money, and you've got to be aggressive, you've got to be assertive, you've got to go get it.
Yeah, I hear you. Right on. So this is a little segment that we like to call This Week in Politics. John, what's exciting and new in the world of politics?
Well, what I find exciting is that we have a new leader of the opposition provincially. His name is John Horgan. That's going to change the tone, the texture, the whole debate in provincial politics and take us to already we're into the 2017 election.
Isn't that interesting? He's actually my MLA, and he won by default.
And my being, where do you live?
I live in Souk.
So yeah. John is Juan de Fuca and Islands or something like that?
Yeah.
So what do you think? Is he going to win?
You know, I thought the NDP was a slam dunk win in the last provincial election. And if you kind of looked at what happened on the island and living in this sort of bubble that we live in here, I just presumed that the similar sentiment was happening all over the province. And obviously, judging by the outcome, I couldn't have been further from the truth.
Yeah, boy, were we wrong. John, I've known John a little bit. I'm active with Liberal Party. I'm active with business-orientated parties. Mm-hmm. I like to promote business, economic development in our community. It appears that we've only been able to have one choice when that happens.
Yeah.
Maybe John's going to change that tone. Be very interesting.
Yeah.
So that's something that I found interesting the last week.
Well, and you know, it's I grew up I'm old enough to remember when the last time the NDP governed this province, and do not have fond memories of it. I was starting out in the job market, and
is that really going to work, that line? Like, I think Christy Clark used that reasonably effectively in the last election, yeah. which was now
well,
almost a year ago.
Yeah,
that's getting up.
It's
to
getting old. Yeah, it's getting old.
And 20 years.
Well, exactly. and it for me, it's very prominent because you know, I felt that they did just a terrible job, and it's hard to forget that. But it's a new party. It's a new generation. Yada yada yada. And I'm kind of waiting to see that. And certainly, Adrian Dix, I don't think did anybody any favors when one of the first news conferences that he held in the last election, he announced a bunch of tax increases. And certainly, when I listened to that, I freaked out and thought, great, you know, we're already paying, I think, too much tax. And here's a party that, you know, hasn't maybe changed a lot since the last time they were in government, and clearly weren't kind of ready for prime time. So it'll be interesting to see if John Horgan changes the game on that.
Well, he's a local guy and somebody that we will try to interview.
Yeah, very likable too,
yeah.
Personally, yeah.
On the federal scene, oh man, I mean, what is going on the federal scene? Right. There's
fair elections, apparently.
Just no end of seeming controversy over seemingly everything. Fascinated by the new Liberal leader Justin Trudeau's statements that if you want to run for the Liberal Party, you have to be pro-choice. Do you know how that came about? Do you know that was that something off the cuff that he just said in a news conference?
I don't actually know, but I know it's been a bit of a bugbear for a lot of successive Liberal leaders that they have, you know, some candidates, you know, every election who are pro-life, and certainly the NDP doesn't, or if they do, they keep their views to themselves. And I think that the Liberals are kind of jealous of that because they are such a minority in terms of their caucus. And maybe, you know, just clean the slate so we can, you know, be in solidarity on this issue was this rationale. But it's interesting because I know a lot of people from all sorts of political stripes. And I certainly know a lot of people who have supported the Liberal Party who are pro-life. And it would be interesting to see if this affects...
How they react.
If this affects their outcome.
Well, there's no end of pundits, and I suppose we're now in that bailiwick,
mm-hmm.
Who on national TV stated that it's important to understand he's in favor of pro-choice, which means... that you actually allowing a choice as opposed to an option. I find that almost pedantic. We know what he's trying to say. I suppose that then allows me to be run as a Liberal a candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's definitely one of those. I think it speaks to a bigger issue in politics where we've become so dogmatic. In all of the parties where, you know, if you don't meet these criteria, then you can't run. Certainly making somebody like myself, where I have views all over the map, not a really great candidate for any party because I can find a dozen things I disagree with all of them and another couple of dozen I agree with all of them on, right?
Yet you're an amazing communicator. You'd make a great politician.
Yeah. I'd make a great one-term politician, yeah.
That's an interesting point. Where do people with a variety of viewpoints live? So build upon that. How do you therefore maintain party discipline if you at some point or another don't support the party's positions
well,
and policies.
What if you get elected and change your mind? You know, I mean, you know, Barack Obama's opinion on issues have been evolving. Gay marriage, for example, down in the States. The right would say that he flip-flopped, and he would explain that his opinion has evolved. What happens when they evolve or devolve or whatever it is? Do you get kicked out of caucus at that point? Or, you know, do you
that's a good point. I this is our weekly banter about politics. Therefore, next week will be a new discussion. However, at this stage, we are having a Sean Holman as our guest speaker next week.
Yeah.
He's speaking directly to this issue. So can't wait to hear some more from Sean about party discipline, about how that is possibly impacting politics, the effectiveness of politics, the value proposition of politics.
You know, there's a lot of issues, and you know, every week we'll bring new ones. I have some pretty strong opinions on some of them, and you know, don't feel as strongly on others. And I know you and I, thankfully, disagree on many of them.
Oh, so would not be an entertaining radio show if we didn't want to beat each other up.
Exactly. So I think, but I think we should ask our listeners, our loyal 15 or 20 listeners, maybe. Uh-huh. What is the big political issue this week, and what do you want us to debate next week? So send us a tweet at John, Paul, and Mike, or visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/John Paul and Mike. Let us know what you would like to hear us talk about on This Week on Politics.
That's perfect, Paul. Thanks so much. And good afternoon to our listeners, hopefully more than a dozen this time around. Nonetheless, we are here today with Lindsay Wilson, Acting Director of the West Shore Chamber of Commerce. Lindsay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on the show.
We're going to, there's been some, I think, very positive, encouraging changes happening at the West Shore Chamber. For those of you that don't know, that includes the three municipalities of Langford, Colwood, Machosen. Maybe you'll correct me. And Lindsay, you're really at the forefront in helping make this Chamber of Commerce better for the region. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, I will correct you because I cannot resist the opportunity to correct someone. So it's actually five municipalities that we represent: Colwood, Langford, Machosen, the Highlands, and View Royal. So five municipalities that are really growing rapidly, but in their own and different ways. And yes, we've had a tremendous amount of changes in the past few months. We've really scaled back on the variety of things that we're working on to just really focus on our primary goals, which are supporting and assisting the businesses in our five communities.
That's real interesting you should say that, because isn't that really the function of the chamber? Sometimes they can just get a little bit too diversified, can't they?
I think so, absolutely, and that definitely is something that happened in the past with the West Shore Chamber, and I've seen it happen with many other chambers where you just become so interested in so many different initiatives, whether it's environmental causes or different studies that are going on, and it's very easy to lose your focus, and we just really needed to regroup.
All right, so I'm living out here. I have my business in this area, West Shore. Tell me why and what benefit do I get by joining you guys? How are you going to help my business? How are you going to make me better?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of benefits available to our members. It really depends on what type of business and what size of business you have. One of the biggest benefits that you will find from being a member of the Chamber of Commerce is just the ability to network with other business people and really be connected within your own community. Most of the businesses that we represent take advantage of that, and that is their primary reason for joining the chambers, that connectivity to other businesses. Smaller businesses also take advantage of the discounted chambers insurance plan that we offer. We offer marketing advice. We'll really do anything that we can to help a business succeed, and particularly we will specialize a program for that business to help them be successful.
What are some of the demographics? What sort of size of membership do you have? What sort of size of business is out here?
Right now we have just over 520 active members, and the interesting thing is our chamber and our community are really built on the backs of small businesses. The core of our membership is small business, which would be either 1 to 4 or 5 to 9 employees. I would say 80% of our members fall into having less than 10 employees, which is a really interesting demographic for us to work with.
Yeah.
We do have some larger businesses, and we're starting to see those 40 to 75 employees, and we have 10 or so that are 75 employees and higher. But as I said, 80% of our members are classified as small businesses.
So, Lindsay, in terms of other chambers in the Lower Vancouver Island, there's the Greater Victoria Chamber of Commerce, obviously you guys. There's the Peninsula Chamber of Commerce. There is a Souk Chamber of Commerce. Tell me and our audience, what's the interaction between you folks? Is there dialogue? Is there communication?
Absolutely. There is actually a group that has been formed to allow dialogue and communication amongst the other chambers of commerce as a group, because a lot of times we share similar problems, challenges. We discovered that having the ability to share best practices would be beneficial to everyone. So there is a small to medium-sized Chambers Alliance for Southern Vancouver Island. I also recently just met with Bruce Carter, the CEO of the Greater Victoria Chamber of Commerce, who's a lovely man, and we're looking at doing some different events with them as well. We thought between the two of us it would be really fun to do a joint mixer, for example.
I think that's great. Having the businesses in Lower Vancouver Island interact with each other, find ways to do business with each other, sort of one of the core reasons their Chamber of Commerce exists. I myself have been around the Chamber of Movement now for some time. Got involved late 90s. Was on with the Victoria Chamber. Was involved with different committees. Chaired in 09. Got involved with the BC Chamber of Commerce for 6 years. I'm now off that board. I understand a local West Shore person is going to be hopefully on the board, hopefully winning a nomination a couple weeks maybe. And who is that?
That is the very lovely Kiara Kahakawila, who is the co-owner of LA Limousines with her husband, Ed Kahakawila. And I do hope she wins that seat, because she's very well qualified. She's a brilliant businesswoman, and she also has a ton of experience with chambers and politics, actually.
Yeah, she'd be amazing. It's got her fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, throughout all of that time, I'm always challenged around, why should I have a chamber membership? Mm-hmm. What can I get out of a chamber membership? To which I have a stock answer. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about your answer. However, I have found, to a large degree, it's certainly what you put into it is what you get back. Is that what you find? And certainly, therefore, if everyone's communicating and talking, someone joining a chamber here and willing to participate could really benefit.
Absolutely, and I couldn't agree with you more. Like anything that that you pay into, you really get out of it what you put into it. So a chamber membership is not going to turn your business around overnight. What a chamber membership will do is help you connect with other businesses within your community. It'll give you a sounding board. It will give you resources that are maybe not available to you, access to training you may not have availability to with your small business. And it also puts you within a group of like-minded people and business owners to give you buying power. So you can then maybe purchase things or become part of different programs like fuel programs, or
credit card programs
mm-hmm. or the Chambers Group insurance
yeah.
plan, where you have much better buying power because you're part of a group rather than a small business trying to get these discounts on your own.
It's been my experience a key element to a post 08 financial meltdown environment has been economic development, business development. A slight shift for chambers, I think, from policy development to more hands-on business economic development. Can you tell us a little bit about the economic development initiatives that will be and are coming from the West Shore Chamber, and maybe how you're interacting with Greater Victoria Development Agency downtown, and other chambers in the region.
There are quite a few different initiatives that we're working on with the GVDA, and we're pleased to be part of that partnership, because I think when you talk about economic development, you have to look at it on a larger scale, such as Greater Victoria, and then you need to look at it on the smaller scale by municipality, because each municipality and the governments within those municipalities have different official community plans, and they have different wants and needs that they want for their community. So we're involved on each of those levels, and at the end of the day, the end result is we just want to see success.
Well, that's certainly happening out in the West Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Easily one of the fastest growing communities in BC. GVDA being the Regional Economic Development Agency, I'm really glad to hear that folks are working with them, and that we're having really a cooperative region-wide brand, so to speak. So that's exciting. So Lindsay, can you tell me about some other neat, maybe unique initiatives coming out of the West Shore that you feel our audience should hear about?
Well, there's something that I'm very excited about that we are launching this Thursday, actually. We have partnered with the West Shore Women's Business Network, which is a women's only networking organization that is geographically specific to the West Shore, however, has become so popular it draws members from all over the Greater Victoria region. And because we have pared back a lot of the things that we were doing that are not directly related to our wheelhouse or our membership, serving our members, we have undertaken this opportunity to partner with the West Shore Women's Business Network in a collaborative membership, so their members can become members of the Chamber of Commerce at a discounted rate and have access to all of our benefits, like medical and dental, which they can't offer, and vice versa. Our members can then join the WWBN and get access to their training and their entire other network, which for us is a win-win.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think collaborating like that can only help any organization that chooses to do that, and broaden the opportunity and breadth of network that collaboration provides. Well, that's very exciting. So that's on the 14th that's going to happen, May 14th. Is that correct?
15th.
Yes. Okay, my apologies. Well, Lindsay, thank you very much for joining us. Excellent that the Chamber is involved with the growth, tremendous growth of this region. And to have you as leader, to have a young, female, energetic, intelligent person is such a great example for our community. And so thank you and welcome aboard to Lower Vancouver Island Chamber community.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on the show.
Well, put a ribbon on that one. We've done week 3 podcast, John. How are you feeling?
I feel like I have to live on this mic.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a problem. We really like to communicate. And I don't know if anyone wants to listen.
Well, you know, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, will we?
lots of people were very interested in the speakers from Social Media Camp, which we were so lucky to have for week 1. So we'll see whether or not they tune in for week 2. We'll see whether or not they tune in for our third week, and we've got some interesting stuff coming up too.
That was a great conversation with Lindsay about the West Shore and business in the West Shore. In a previous life, and I think I've had about 50 of them,
mm-hmm.
I stepped in after Sean Holman left Victoria.
Yeah.
And Sean left for work in Alberta. Sean was visionary inspiration for Public Eye Online on Feedback.
I know. Well, I was mentioned on that blog on more than one occasion. Back in my political days, and it was humorous to me at the time.
Well, I think I think both of us know him, and might be having him as a guest next week. Is that correct?
That is the plan. Sean has confirmed he is available to do an interview over Skype. Of course, he's moved on to Calgary, and he's a professor at the University of Alberta, University of Calgary over there. And
we're going to have endless things to talk about with him, aren't
yeah.
we?
He's one of the things I'm really curious actually to ask him about is the use of drones in media.
Wow, I don't even know what you're talking about. I can't wait to hear.
You know, drones, they're the little electronic things that fly around. The NSA has, you know, the
several
media or whatever. Yeah, but the use by media of drones and the implications of that and and how those tools would be used, I guess, essentially to spy on people and maybe politicians. And, so I'm curious to hear what he has to say about that.
Well, knowing Sean, I can't think that can be positive.
Of course, Sean also made what I thought was a brilliant movie, where he compared the traditions of the Canadian Parliament, in particular the British Columbia Parliament, to the UK Parliament, and especially around where it comes down to caucus voting patterns, and discovered and asked the question. Didn't really give the answer, but asked a really interesting question, which is, why is it here in Canada that we have such strict voting within political parties, and it doesn't seem to matter which political party it is, whereas if you look at the UK, there's a lot of dissenting votes from within the party itself, much like it is in the US, maybe not that extreme.
Well, I can't wait to hear that conversation that the three of us are going to have.
Yeah.
You've been involved in politics more directly than I have.
Yeah.
I've been asked to be involved in politics.
Don't do that.
Come back with, why would I?
Yeah.
I can likely do more for my community not being a politician.
That's been my advice to many people.
And so I think Sean's documentary likely speaks directly to that issue.
Yeah.
Can't wait to speak with him next week.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny you mention that because I have had people ask me in the past because of my political experience. I'm thinking about running. You know, I've been asked to run. What do you think? And my response is, you know, what's your objective? Well, I want to make the world a better place and yada, yada, yada. All very noble objectives. And then I say, well, here's the problem. You're going to be one of many and you're going to be told what to do a lot of the time. Are you ready, willing, and able to do that?
Well, just hearing that starts to make me get nervous and anxious.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, exactly. And so, you know, is that a problem in politics? Does it keep, innovative free thinkers out of politics? And,
could politics run if that didn't exist?
And that's the rest of it, right? So, you know, and I'm sure Sean will have some amazing insights. He's a super brilliant guy, and, I can't wait to catch up with them.
Cool. Yeah. We'll tune in to the John, Paul, and Mike show for next week.
Yeah.
You have a great weekend, Paul.
You too, man.